So I would, I mean, yeah, like I was disgusted by my body image. I was disgusted in myself for letting it even happen or me even get that far. And it was just a sad moment. And I, you know, looked around at all of my friends and they were all really small and petite, and I didn't want to be there anymore.
Welcome back to the Building Better People podcast. This is your host, Charlie Lima. Today I have Lacey Scully joining me on the podcast. Lacey has lost 85 pounds in the last few years, and she shares today her fitness journey. She is an inspiration, and you will definitely be motivated and encouraged by hearing her story. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Lacey Scully. I'm 26 years old. I'm currently studying in nursing school through Blinn College.
Lacey, thank you so much for being here today. You just started at the gym, so you've kind of how long ago did you get started with CrossFit?
So I started CrossFit about I think it's been about a month now.
Okay. And you know, we did your scan last week.
Yeah.
You were taking advantage of one of the free scans before the new year, and in that you shared with me that you've lost how much weight total?
I think I'm at 85 pounds now.
Since when?
So I started my fitness journey. So I've been in throughout high school. I did powerlifting, and all that. Once I came to college, I kind of dropped off, and, I've been really in, kind of building my fitness for the past about 5 years.
Yeah, so that was one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on the show or on the podcast, because you know, to lose 85 pounds is amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, you were, I guess, 21 when you kind of really started. Yeah. That. So you said you did powerlifting in high school. Was that kind of like your exposure to exercise, or did you get started with working out long before? Did you struggle with weight growing up? Like, give me a little bit of your childhood and kind of your high school.
So I've always kind of struggled with my weight. I've always been like the bigger girl. My dad was a football player for Baylor, so he's 6'7", huge guy. So I don't, I'm not very petite or anything like that. So, but in high school, I kind of, powerlifting was like my exercise.
Got you into powerlifting?
I don't know. I just like went to a meet one time and it really intrigued me. I loved seeing everybody doing the movements and, you know, just kind of having like a little family in high school. So I guess that was like kind of my go-to. I don't really know why I didn't try out any other sport, but I loved powerlifting and I was good at it.
What? So squat, deadlift, bench press?
So deadlift is was my favorite. But yeah.
What was your, I guess, your biggest accomplishments in the sport of powerlifting?
Oh man. Probably going to state. That was really fun. My junior year, I went to state.
Wow. So give me, do you have numbers? Do you know numbers?
I really don't remember. It's been so long.
Wow. And you would, so state, how was that?
It was so much fun. Just getting to see all the competitors and it was a really fun time.
And then in that season was like, would you say, were you like struggling with your weight? Because don't you have to be in like a weight class?
Yeah, so you have to kind of stay in your weight class. And I was always the smaller of my weight class because I was like right at the edge of being in either one of the weight classes. But I always, for me to place, I would always have to stay in like the 200 range, like low 200s.
And what was the divisions, or how do you know, like at what weight do you slip into another weight class?
So they have everybody's their, they have their weights. It's like 180. I can't remember the numbers anymore, but it would be like 180 between 195. And then it would be like 200 to like 230, or, you know.
And so for you to be really good, so you had to stay low 200s?
Yeah, for me, because they do.
Is it a percentage?
Yeah, they do it based off of your how much you lift and how much you weigh.
Interesting.
So if you are on the higher end of your weight class, you have to lift heavier to.
How would you manage that? How would you be able to go into a meet and weigh low, you know, or manage that throughout the...
Well, I mean, I didn't really, back in high school, I really didn't fluctuate a lot. I kind of stayed the same throughout. I didn't really even know how to eat properly. I would just kind of try to maintain, do a little bit of running if I ever went a little bit higher, or, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But back then I wasn't as knowledgeable as I am now. So that's kind of how that worked.
Well, and so give me, I guess, that in the end of that era, when did you finish
so
powerlifting?
After I went to state, I think that was my last year. I stopped after my junior year and my senior year. I kind of just slacked off and didn't want to do anything. I was kind of ready to get out of there.
So you quit lifting?
Yeah, so I kind of quit lifting. I would do little workouts here and there at the track, or, you know, something like that. From where I'm from is a small town, so we didn't have a gym. That's just nothing that we've ever had. We now have one that is pretty equipped, but we could only use the high school gym. So that was always a struggle of not being able to, have that facility,
mm-hmm.
Accessible to all of us. But, so that kind of ended that era.
And then when you came, where'd you go after high school?
So after high school, I stayed in my hometown for about a year, and then.
No working out?
No working out.
Did you gain weight?
Or
stay about the same?
I probably stayed about the same, but I did gain maybe like a little bit, maybe like 10 pounds, yeah.
How much did you weigh, if you don't mind me asking?
I think I probably 215 was probably
okay.
Maybe where I was at, between 200 and 215.
You trying at that time to lose weight? Like, was that on your mind?
No. Oh,
okay.
I had no intention. I, you know, wanted to just go to college and have bad habits, mm-hmm. and, you know.
You were okay with it.
Yeah.
So,
did that, and then about a year later, I finally moved here to College Station. I've been here for 6 years now, and I went to the gym, but I didn't really, I guess, put in a lot of effort. Didn't really know. This was in powerlifting, it's totally different. You know, you have your coach that coaches you and everything like that. But when I came to the gym and was on my own, I didn't really know, you know, how to work out, or, you know, all of the things that needed to be done to actually lose weight. Obviously, I would look in the mirror and couldn't stand what I looked like. And then, let's see, I think it's been I got in a really bad car accident about 5 years ago.
And you were 20?
Yeah. I think, I believe I was 20 or 21.
Okay.
I can't really remember. I think I just came up on my anniversary of 5 years. It happened in October. I think it's been 5 years.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So I got in a really bad car accident, was hit by a drunk driver, and that put me on bed rest for about 3 months. So during that time frame, somehow I managed to gain about 40 pounds. Yeah.
So you went to
crazy
what weight?
So my heaviest was 250. I probably went to 240, and then I kind of, you know, I had to slowly get back into it.
Wow. So, any injuries from the car accident?
Yeah, so I had a cracked rib, which still gives me issues to this day. That was kind of like my main thing. When it happened, I had gotten out of the hospital. They released me, and they were ready to release me, and I was just like, get me out of here. I'm fine. And then come to realize that my rib was cracked. So I didn't even know. But that put me out of working out for so long. And all I did was, and could do, was lay in bed and ate sweets.
You topped out at about 250.
Yeah, so my heaviest was 250, and then that's when I had like a wake-up call, and I was like, this is terrible. I've got to do something.
What was the wake-up call?
Getting hit by the drunk driver and everything like that, and being on kind of, I guess, taking my health for granted, or my physical body. You know, I was down for 3 months and couldn't do anything. I couldn't physically move. And so that just I just woke up and was just like, I'm disgusted by the way I look. I feel disgusting. Powerlifting was my life when I was in high school. I mean, I loved it, and I knew that it had always made me feel better.
Were you feeling emotions of sadness, anger, frustration in that moment when you say I'm disgusted? What were the emotions?
I was disgusted by my body image. I was disgusted in myself for letting it even happen, or me even get that far. And it was just a sad moment. I looked around at all of my friends, and they were all really small and petite, and I didn't want to be there anymore.
So what was the very next step? What did you do in that moment?
So in that moment, I joined a gym here in College Station. It's not open anymore, but it's Aggieland Fitness Dome. I joined that, and I hired a trainer to kind of help me start getting going, and realize how, you know, what I need to be doing in the gym, what I need to be eating and stuff like that. And then, which that helped for a little bit, but as a college student, you can't really afford a coach for that long. But kind of, it helped a little bit on my knowledge. And then over the years, I've made myself knowledgeable. I've watched hundreds of hours of YouTube videos, and I've asked friends. I've had help from coaches. And it doesn't happen overnight. Like, you can't just know. It takes time, and that's
okay.
Where
I literally didn't know this was your answer, because I feel like what you're saying right now is groundbreaking news, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using you as an example, a 250-pound female, mm-hmm. 21, you know, almost 22 years old, hires a trainer, gets a kickstart.
Yeah.
You know, basically. And then you realize, how much weight did you lose with the trainer? Do you remember?
It wasn't that much. Maybe like, I don't know, maybe like 10 pounds.
So what would you say the biggest benefit to that trainer was in that season, in that moment?
Probably learning the motions, I guess.
Of the workout?
Yeah, like of the workout.
Getting a little structure to plan.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's what a lot of people struggle with. And now that I have people come to me asking me, you know, well, what do I do in the gym? You know, I just stand there and I don't know what to do. And so now I can give my knowledge to my friends and help them, you know, let them know how it starts.
Yeah, you're paying it forward, basically. Yeah. So, yeah, so you're here, you get a little kickstart, you know, you lose 10 pounds, and then you go on to lose 80 more because you just devoured yourself in the information that was already accessible. Here's a question I have. How did you not get taken away with bad information? In other words, how did you dilute good information from bad information?
I mean, I'm sure that I got some bad information and then just over the years learned different. Because you can't, I mean, there's bad information out there everywhere. I mean, everybody is trying to lose weight quick and everything like that, you know, do the diet pills and stuff like that.
For example, let's just say you, like, did you go on YouTube and just search like diet?
I don't really remember what I started searching.
Did you have a few people that you became like, I trust this person's
content? I had like a couple of people that, I would follow like on Instagram, and then we'll turn to find out they have a YouTube, and then I'd watch their YouTube and videos about, you know, their, you know, what they eat in a day and stuff like that. And that just kind of, I'm sure, I mean, I would have the bad information because honestly, 3 years ago, I would eat like a grilled salad with ranch and barbecue sauce, and I thought that was healthy. Now I'm like, no, no, no.
So how would you say you were measuring progress? Scale, like 100%?
Yeah. Because, I mean, back then, I didn't really know about my Fitness Pal. My Fitness Pal was not like a huge thing like it is now. Now that's how I track everything with my macros. Is through my Fitness Pal. I've got my, you know, Fitbit watch and everything like that. I definitely make sure that I track everything.
How long have you been tracking in my Fitness Pal?
I've probably been doing that about a year now.
And how many days have you missed in a year?
Not many.
Give me a number. 10?
Maybe a little bit more than that. 15? Probably about 15 to 20, maybe.
So 15 days out of 365.
Yeah.
What is your macro breakdown?
So my macros, I kind of just like watch my little scale in my.
So yeah, tell me what you pay, like what data that MyFitnessPal gives you do you really pay attention to?
So I would. When I first started with MyFitnessPal, I typed in all of my information, my height, my weight, stuff like that. And at first, you can choose how much weight you want to lose, or in a week, or I think it's a week. And I did 2 pounds, and my macros were so low, and I started trying to get there. And it was just really hard trying to withstand that low of macros. And I was like, okay, you're not trying to get fit quick. Like, you, out of all the years I've learned one thing, there's no quick way. It's a slow progress. You just, and slow and steady will win the race.
Yes.
But... So I changed my macros to, I believe I have it at losing 1 pound a week. And I know now that I can withstand those macros. So it's just kind of like a give and take. You just learn. So
what I love about that is you're totally okay in a month losing 4 pounds.
Yeah.
And that's actually what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, which is backwards of everyone else in the planet.
Yeah.
They want to lose 15 in
a month.
Yeah. And although that may be possible, and we have that happen on the 6-week challenge, and mm-hmm. people do that with a coach and they learn good habits. But let's be honest, like comes a point too, because at some point steady weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Mm-hmm.
like good, healthy, steady weight loss.
Yeah.
And so how did you come to that conclusion on your own? Are you just like a wise person? Like that you just accepted, and again, being in the state that you were very overweight.
Yeah.
And which oftentimes comes with a lot of discouragement, like, mm-hmm. I can never do this.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, here it goes again. This one didn't work.
Yeah.
So how did you kind of know that if I lose 1 pound a week for the next 90 weeks,
yeah,
I'm going to make it work, you know?
So, I mean, I just learned that it's not going to just happen. So the very first since I was sustained a weight of about 200 throughout high school and everything like that, being 250 was highly overweight. So that first 50 pounds kind of dropped off. I mean, it wasn't super quick, but I mean, it was a lot quicker than now. I've been struggling from getting from the 200 to the 140 that I want to be because I'm at a healthier weight. You know, when you're extremely overweight, you're going to lose weight quicker. But
what do you feel the reason is that you're, do you feel like you're at a plateau or do you just feel like it's going to take more time?
So I did hit a plateau at, I think it was 185. And I have been in that plateau for about 7 months and could not get out of it. And I wasn't being as strict as I could be. I kind of was like I was comfortable with my body. I knew that I felt good. And I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh, I look good. Especially compared to all of my old pictures and the way that I feel and everything like that. So I didn't really like work really hard to kind of get out of it. But I was trying and I could not figure out how to get out of it. And about 3 months ago in August was when I got out of my plateau and I went extremely strict. I ate the same thing every day and made sure that I tracked all of my macros to a T and just made sure that I worked out in the gym doing the right things. So, and that finally helped me get on my plateau. And then after that, now
you lost 15 more pounds.
I did. Now I'm at 170.
And what is your mindset moving forward? Like you said, 140 is your, I guess,
yes,
where you would love to be.
Yeah. I would love to be at 140. My goal now is honestly, since I've joined CrossFit, I love it. I enjoy it so much. I am kind of upset with myself that I didn't start it a long time ago. Cause I've always loved lifting weights and I've always loved doing the HIIT workouts. So combining those two together is just amazing. And I've just really loved it. So I really think that CrossFit is going to change the next part of my life during this fitness journey. Getting from the 170 that I'm at now to the 140, I think it's really going to help me since that, you know, it's not really, the weight doesn't really drop off as quick as it used to be.
What did your workouts look like before you came here to the gym, to our gym?
I would do, you know, your basic cardio 3 times a week, doing running, lifting weights, doing more endurance type. And right now during this time frame from the 170 to the 140, I would really like to not have to lose all of my muscle weight. I think that the CrossFit is going to help me tone up more and also help me get to that lower weight.
Yeah, and I'm curious, you mentioned I'm hating myself that I didn't start CrossFit sooner. Why did you not start CrossFit sooner?
I don't know. I just honestly, I thought that I didn't really know anything about it. I probably have only started hearing about how CrossFit is one of the best ways to work out. Actually, my professor told me that.
What professor? What class?
It's anatomy and physiology. Don't make me say his last
name. Oh, it's okay.
I was like, he's Russian, so. his name is Andrew, is his first name. We were just doing class, and he was like, CrossFit is the best workout that you can do for your body. And I was like, you know what? I keep hearing about this CrossFit thing. I follow two girls on YouTube and Instagram. And honestly, that's kind of what got me into it. I started following this one girl, and she's just amazing. I see her doing her competitions in CrossFit. And I was like, man, I really miss competing. And I would love to look like her. Like, she's very toned. And she's just like, and she just seems like she's just an all around happy person, stuff like that. So I found her, and she just really inspired me. And that's, kind of when I came down here and signed up for the gym.
Absolutely love that. And tell me, in the first month of CrossFit, like, what, give me something about like a workout or something memorable in the first month, of maybe a really hard workout or something you did that you never thought you could do, or any experience that you can highlight from your first month here.
Well, I've never been able to do a pull-up, so I'm really excited to progress in that. I've never, things like doing like pull-ups, I guess pull-ups are like the only thing, I mean, and doing like the power cleans and all of those movements are movements that are new to me. I mean, yes, I did do, you know, deadlift and stuff like that, but in CrossFit, it's a little bit different. It's a different form. It's a little bit quicker.
Do you like the barbells?
Yes. I mean, I love lifting weights, so yeah. That's always been my thing.
So moving forward for you, the path to 140 is CrossFit, changing the workout, right? Mm-hmm. Changing the types of workouts you're doing. And nutritionally, are you going to keep doing exactly what you're doing?
Yeah, I think nutritionally, I've kind of hit a good point in my life where I actually am knowledgeable. You know, I don't eat ranch on salads and stuff like that anymore. Honestly, and back when I started, you know, all I would eat is salads. You know, because you think that that's the best thing for you, and it's come to find out it's not.
If you could recommend to a listener to start following one person on YouTube, Instagram, or, you know, getting a person who's going to influence them, who would that person be?
So my favorite influencer, her name is I believe her screen name is Simply Mander. She is a CrossFitter out of, Ohio, and she's just great. She's just, especially for girls, I don't think that she would really influence a lot of guys, but, if you watch her, she's calm. She explains everything. She does a lot of, you know, what I eat in a day type things. And there are things that are, you're just like, wow, you actually eat that? And I mean, like a protein waffle. I mean, like, we don't have to completely, people always think you're like, oh, carbs are terrible, all carbs are bad and stuff like that. It's like, no, you just got to do it in moderation. You just got to learn what your body will, it's a trial and error thing.
So Simply Mander.
Simply Mander. Instagram. Yeah. She's YouTube. Got YouTube and Instagram.
That's awesome. Okay. So last question. This has been an amazing interview, by the way. So just so you know. And it's going to help a lot of people. So the title of this podcast is Building Better People. You're fairly new to the gym. Maybe mm-hmm. you've seen it on the walls and we have it on some of our t-shirts. But that's really our core purpose. Okay. Mm-hmm. When I say our core purpose, it's our why. It is why I do this podcast every week. Mm-hmm. It is why I come to this gym every day, is because I believe that you and every person in here, because you're working out, because you're taking care of your body, you're eating healthy, you're around these people that are positively encouraging you towards a healthier life, because that you are becoming a better version of you. In other words, what we do at the gym is build better people.
Mm-hmm.
So my question, my last question of every podcast is, how is that statement applicable to you? And how is that true in your life? Meaning you started, you know, 5-6 years ago. Yes, you had some working out in your life at some mm-hmm. point, but how are you a better version of yourself now than then?
Now I health is my number one priority. It's become everything. It helps me with so many things that I struggle with in life. I've never been, like the happy, peppy person. And I have to thank the gym for my emotions and with helping me struggle with, you know, anxiety and depression. Like, it's not just to help with your health. It's to help your mind and your body. And it's so important to take care of yourself. And I'm very thankful that I have learned everything that I have over the years. It being a slow progress, but now I can help other people, and I would really actually start maybe doing YouTube and Instagram and stuff like that, especially getting into CrossFit, you know, showing people that, you know, it's not bad. Like, yes, it may be hard, but, you know, everybody can do it and everybody can make life changes. And I'm just very grateful for where I'm at now, and I hope that I can build other better people.
Thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe to the Building Better People podcast, where you will hear more stories of individuals being positively impacted by living a healthy lifestyle.